Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. It is Tuesday at 7, and we know what that means. It's time to sit down, hang out, and see what's going on this week. We got a full crew back with us today.
What?
So, full lineup.
Welcome back, Jared.
Money!
Here I am.
Here you are.
Here.
In nomine Padre, Felix,
Dominus, please, please, close. What'd you learn?
Refreshed off my 3-week sabbatical.
What can you tell us about maybe Pope Francis II or something?
Should we open up with a prayer, do you think?
Dearly beloved.
Take us away, Joe.
Welcome back, Jared.
Thanks, guys.
Since you're back, I guess we need to make an announcement. So let's start off with a little news desk.
My little 3-week break, the birth of my beautiful daughter.
Nice.
Your daughter!
Little Miss Joella.
The adorable baby Joella.
Yep.
And we claim her as our own.
Yes.
Friend of the Weary Travelers.
The new crown jewel.
Some would say.
Yeah. No, sorry about you, Steph.
Stephanie, get your friggin'...
I mean, honestly, Steph, you didn't stand a chance because Joella's adorable.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a crazy 3 weeks.
New dad.
New dad jokes.
She's due in what, 2 weeks?
She's due on April 9th.
Yeah.
So she's 2 weeks away from that still.
April 9th?
Yeah, she's super early.
Wow.
Slept in the hospital for, I think it was 19 or 20 straight days.
Yeah.
Dang.
It was crazy, but.
That is crazy.
Yeah. All is well now. Back home.
Not as crazy as childbirth, though. Wouldn't you agree? That's got to be painful, right?
I imagine
it's
it
gotta is. It's got to be... I mean, if
were you in the room, actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it all happen.
If only there were, like, some way for, like, I don't know, you to experience child pain or something.
I don't know
like
where you're going with this, but...
I don't know. I think we have something lined up for today, don't
I'm
we?
Not
I think so, yeah.
I'm not
a little strategy game, so... So I have what I got. I've got about 10 songs lined up,
God
and they're
it.
All classical music. It's nice. It's
nice.
Peaceful. It's relaxing.
Okay.
You know? Tough times call for light music. You know.
Yeah.
So we got some music lined up. Got about 10 of them. I'll call it the Classical Distinctive Composition Game, or the CDC.
I'm sure
we have no problem booking that.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we can probably grab that website right now.
Yeah, we got that, right? So we'll play the game, but there's a little twist to it.
There is, yeah.
I, you know, being the... Why don't you pour Mike a drink there, Jared? So being the marathon trainer that I am, Jared...
It's canceled.
I had to invest in a certain little contraption.
It's okay, he already got the medal. Newsflash, he wasn't going to run anyway.
Is this that stupid thing you use in your foot?
Oh, yeah. God, I have a fresh little pair of paddles here.
You're putting that on your balls.
Where do you want to put them? Do you want to put them on
balls.
Your feet?
Your balls.
I got a fresh one. See,
no,
look.
I don't want to put that on my foot.
And then we'll put them on our feet, and if...
How
if
bad does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt that.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Not like...
Let's put it on our calf.
It's not worth... Okay. You want to put it on the
right calf?
Right calf?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was thinking that in an act of solidarity with your wife, you could put it somewhere around your groin.
I'm not putting it anywhere in my groin.
If you want to, put one on the...
No, I don't feel that bad for her.
The old honey, Well, wait. I gotta untangle this mess here.
I'm excited about this.
This might take a second
or
two.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So, here's what I want you to do.
Have you felt what this feels like?
No, I haven't.
This is going to be turned off, and I'm going to be the only one feeling this.
He texted me his idea for this, and I replied, hard pass.
I think Mike should get involved, too.
Fucker, you did, didn't you?
I did.
Well, that, and it's only got, you know, so many outlets to it.
Yeah. Right. I would totally love to. Can't. Not enough outlets.
We'll get to that next week by the time you get that untangled.
Here's what I want you to do, buddy.
What's next on the agenda?
I want you... to put those on. Oh, wait. I'll pop off my shoes.
Can you do this on your forearm instead? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I sanded them recently.
Nice belt sander.
You're doing calves?
Yeah. I just said we're doing the right calf.
Okay. The right and the left, right?
What?
Because you got four little sticky pads there.
I just take them off this thing.
No. Yeah. So leave the.
Holy fuck! This is so scary.
Yeah. So just strap. It's like getting wired up for a science experiment.
All right.
Wait, don't you want that to create a current through your leg? Like, don't you need a pad on either side of your leg to do that?
No. I mean, not really.
Okay.
Here, I'll put one on the wall.
That's not how it works, Kevin.
All right, I need you to do this first. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna zap me as I put this on.
So you're not even connected yet. Notice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's wireless.
Mind you. I've never done this on my calf, though.
Well, today's a new day, Mr. Jackson.
All right, so we got that.
I'm loving this. I cannot wait.
This is...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
He's loving it.
I'm hungry.
We're just doing one leg?
We can do both.
Right. Do you have enough hookup? You guys only have two each, right?
Oh, that's going to rip my hair off. Do the left testicle.
You want me to drop trowel? Do an ass cheek?
Yes.
If you do your left testicle, I'll do mine.
Nah. Shake. All right. Okay, getting all wired up. Getting all electroded. All right, I'm good.
See, I don't have anything connected.
So, see those? See that
there
cord?
It is. This is so sticky.
You got a missing cord.
I'm so fucking
scared.
So,
give me that one.
No, I'm not giving you anything yet.
Yeah, you gotta use the other end.
You gotta earn that the hard way, Joe.
Says your hot mom. Where'd you put the other on? Huh? Like,
yeah, I gotta scoot you over.
So you're not doing your ball sack?
Huh?
Not yet. Maybe around song five.
Yeah,
switch over.
Yeah. This will be relaxing.
Hold on.
I'm sure that.
What?
Like, this is
the parameters of this game first.
So yeah. You get wired up, and I'll explain a little. So. You're going to feel a little pain.
You're going to feel
a little slight discomfort.
There's no way you're going to be getting yourself.
So here's what I got.
You know all the answers.
Every classical song. No, shit. I'll be question master. It'll be between. What? So I can gauge how bad I'm shocking you.
I don't like that.
All right. So that's
fair. I'm sure. At least he's shocking himself.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the same currency.
It's all wired up. I got it all dialed in. You don't gotta think about anything.
Let me see the remote.
Well, I hold the remote.
Well, that's just not happening.
Can't do that. So what I got is 10 songs.
I'm fucking terrified.
Classical music.
Okay.
And what it's gonna be is there's about 3 movies or one, sometimes 3.
Okay.
The song was in the movie.
Be so happy if you shit your pants.
All you gotta do is name me a movie that the song is in.
I don't know any of them. That's already.
Well, you should do fine.
Yeah. And away we go.
Feel free to join along at home.
Yeah.
All right,
folks listening, feel free to play along.
Hold on. Turn on the remote.
On.
Now show me the screen.
Random. So you see like the little notch. I'm gonna turn it up on myself.
Nothing's happening.
I can feel it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening.
Well, you're not plugged in.
You're not plugged in yet.
I know.
All right. So we'll set it.
Hold on. Oh, turn it on.
Plug it in.
Turn it on. Turn the remote on.
Turning on.
Now just go all the way as high as you can.
Why would I do that?
I don't want you to zap yourself. I want to see what the number is.
Oh, it's like...
No, I don't need to know what it's like. I want to see what it is.
1, 2, 3.
That thing was up
4,
to 15.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
No, nothing's 12, happening. Nothing changed.
14.
Those dots.
Yeah, those little dots. That's the volume meter.
You're lying to me.
No.
That thing said 15 before.
15 what?
I don't know.
Give me your fucking cords.
God damn it.
All right. We're all wired.
Did that get you?
No, I'm scared.
All right.
This is how I felt when I introduced the watch for the first time.
It's not even turned on. I'm terrified.
So, let me get...
At least he's wired up, too.
I don't care.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Yeah, but when I had to do the watch, it was just him.
It was just a monkey with a button.
Yeah, he just had...
Why is Mike not in this?
Well,
I didn't
have enough
paddles.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
It's a big thing, you know? It's a lot.
Yeah.
So,
got a tight budget around here.
Bullshit.
Let me dial this volume in. Quick mic check.
I expect a raise.
So, first song.
My agent will be contacting yours.
Lawyer?
No, my agent.
Oh, yeah. Let me turn this on
and see. Hacha, hata.
You feel that?
No, I don't feel anything. You're not doing anything.
You don't? You feel like a massage?
No, it's not going to be a massage.
Do you feel
it
that?
It should be.
I feel nothing. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I see what's wrong.
Oh, let me turn it on to him real quick. God damn.
Do you feel
it? Yes.
Okay. Go. We'll start there.
No, go full speed.
Well, we'll get there, Jared. Saddle up, partner. All right, first song.
I'm not going to be able to walk.
This is Adi Adagio.
Oh, you're telling us what it is?
Yeah, for strings. Just
maybe I should open this.
Name the movie. It should be should be pretty easy one.
Okay.
What do you got there? A little somber. A little somber to start with. What do you got?
It's good.
So what's the song?
Oh, what's it from?
Or what's you don't know what that is?
All right, hold on. How's this game work?
It's between you and I guess. And what movie it's from.
So I'm just going to get zapped regardless of what's going on.
Seen it at LaSalle High School, maybe.
Pearl Harbor.
No.
What year?
The Patriot.
No. It was Platoon.
No, I didn't watch Platoon. Guess.
You didn't see Platoon?
I've never seen Platoon. No.
Well, let's increase the volume a little bit. All right, second question. I got about three movies this is from.
I'm legitimately not going to be able to walk.
This is... All right. It's Flight of the Valkyrie. It's,
okay.
Jared? It's from Platoon, isn't it?
Chime in? No.
I don't
it's
know.
It's Vietnam.
Pearl Harbor.
Fuck, what is it from?
I don't know.
It's
Star Wars.
It's a very famous Vietnam movie.
It's we got
Hogan's Heroes.
We got the Blues Brothers. We got Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
And for double points, I would have accepted Jarhead, where they actually watch Apocalypse Now in it. Okay. And there's a scene, you know.
Turn it up.
Turn it up a little bit.
Something.
Oh, the
I'm not
going to
get one of these.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Is this just always going?
Yes.
Next, do I have it on random?
Yeah, you have it on constant zapping.
Yeah, let's do this.
Ow!
Yeah. That's
this
better.
This is
Jackass
so
the movie.
Things.
Yeah. Jackass the movie! Jared! Yeah.
There it is.
You got one. All
right, now Mike gets zapped in his ball sack.
Do we have any more movies from this one?
It's in so many. What is
you
this?
You gotta
is
put it down a level. Cause it's not right.
Is this
right.
Requiem?
Requiem for a Dream?
No, but is it? Is it in Requiem?
You changed it.
The settings. It kind of like
you changed the settings, not the level.
It's random. It could be anything.
This song is called Requiem, isn't it?
What it's from is Jackass the movie. I got it right. Okay. Next question. Enough of your bullshit back and forth.
It's also Glory.
Enough of the back and forth.
Okay. Next question.
I know what you guys are. Ow, I don't like that one.
Yeah, I know.
Ow.
This one's pleasant. Jared, listen to the music.
Yeah, nothing's
Jared.
Pleasant.
Try to enjoy this.
I hate my life.
This should be...
Ooh, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. Jared, you didn't get that. I also had what, you know, I would have said are more of the expert moviegoers.
It makes no sense that Mike is playing this game.
We're all just having fun.
No,
you know?
No, we're not.
Okay. So, also Man on Fire. Okay. Next frame. This one's a fun
I'm
one.
I'm just watching my fucking muscles.
This one's a fun one.
Deteriorate.
Do you want to
definitely heard this? Hold on.
This one's such a pleasant song once you know where it's from.
Fuck. I've definitely heard this song.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
Yes.
Medication time.
It's Always Sunny. And it's Runs Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
But it's always they play it in Always Sunny when they do an One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Do they? Oh, yeah, they do. All right, Jared, let's kick it up a notch.
Because Danny DeVito was in that movie.
Yeah, as a younger. Yeah.
Wow.
You okay,
oh my
Jared?
God.
Sounds like you haven't been running, Jared. let's see. Number
this
6.
This is not doing anything on you.
No, it's hurting. Jared, what you got here?
Beep, beep, beep. It's a Nutcracker, right?
That's not
Little Rascals.
Nutcracker. How do you know that?
Ow! This song is in The Little Rascals.
What scene specifically?
I don't fucking know, but it's in The Little Rascals.
I mean, he sniped that one right away.
I had Heavyweights and Austin Powers.
Well, it's in The Little... What's this song called?
But it's not on the list, Jared. It's not in the book. All right. Let's, Okay, this one's fun. Here we go. Ready? One more step,
gotta be
Jared.
A hook.
This is actually... Oh, let me get it to the
what
part.
What question are we on?
This is number 7.
Oh. Death of Stalin.
Have you gone full strength yet?
No, I haven't. I dare not go there. This is a famous scene, maybe in Christmas time. Ready? Try to picture it. Somebody with a sledgehammer hitting something.
It's National Lampoon's.
No?
Die Hard?
No?
Christmas Story.
Jingle All the Way?
First of all, this is the Anvil song, and it's... I fucking love this song. Bad Santa, when they're trying to break open the...
I've only seen it once.
I actually like this thing.
You do?
I do.
It's a little cozy. See? Well,
complete 180.
It doesn't feel good, but...
We'll kick it up a notch. Let's see. Oh, this one's a fun one. Okay.
What happens if you flex your muscles at the same time? Oh, don't do that. Ow. Mm. Oh, boy.
Is this from a Nokia?
Have you felt all of these?
That's like a shot. Most of them.
No, like
it's a rolling.
Have you felt all of these before?
Yeah. Oh. It's just four. It's four that keep rotating.
No, it's not.
Oh yeah.
Now it
There's
is.
A booger in the sugar. No, it's not.
Oh my God.
This is a ringtone from a Nokia phone.
Come on.
Next frame.
No. Wait. Try and picture. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That one sneaks up on you, doesn't it? So, do we have an answer on this question?
No, I don't know.
Django Unchained when he's playing the harp at the end.
Oh fuck me.
No.
That hurts.
Does it hurt?
You don't think that hurts?
I mean, it's not comfortable.
That's
all right, so that was 8. That was 8. Come on, Jared, stay with me.
Jared's straight flexing over here.
Let's see, number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Oh,
I know, let's go.
All right, ready?
Who?
Can't go.
There's one that's insanely awful here.
Oh, yeah, so let me turn it on.
Yeah. Here we go. Let me fast forward this one a little bit more.
All right.
Where did you get this puppy?
Huh?
Where did you get this thing?
Got it on eBay. I think I did. Can you hear that one? This is Beethoven.
What do you think I would feel like right here?
Do you wanna?
I kinda want to.
Well, give me $5 and we'll head out to my car after this, Jared. Make you feel all sorts of things. Oh, that's the beer talking.
$5 is cheap. I'm in. Ho! Ho!
This wow. was a couple of things here on this song.
I got nothing.
Oh, you got nothing?
No, I can hear it.
So this is...
Big Lebowski.
I think you're actually right.
No, it doesn't count. It's not on the list.
It isn't on the list, and he is right. He has a point.
Okay.
Sadly. Mr. Holland's Opus, a hidden gem that I know of called The Fall. Shout out Matt Guffey. And Westworld. Scene in
Westworld
the
came
second
back
season.
Sunday. Did you watch it?
No.
Me neither.
Shit.
I have no interest in watching season 3. We'll
feel,
talk it.
I feel it in my foot.
Okay. Last frame.
I'm going to be paralyzed. I'm going paralyzed. I think man. This is paralysis. That's fine.
You
finest.
Got it? Now this one kind of ends in a nice way. Jared, you got it?
No.
The song?
No. I can't concentrate. Da, 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 da.
I think I have a couple for this. A couple hits.
I don't know what movies.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know what I'm real mad you didn't do? How?
Oh, yeah. Do what?
I'm really mad you didn't do the scene from This Is the End with Whitney Houston playing.
Oh, man. That's not a classical song.
Fuck you. Yeah, it is.
It's
a
classic song.
Yeah,
it's a classical.
Classical.
Do you want to just take it up all the way to the end here, Jared?
Yes.
Your call.
Ah.
Ready?
What movies we got here?
We have... We have
V for Vendetta.
Okay. We have Caddyshack. Okay. Oh, we have Blown Away. Blown Away is actually a secret, really, really good Irish movie.
Joe's turning beet red.
Oh, yeah, that hurts, Jared. All right, fuck this thing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, my God.
And I am spent.
You guys look like you're in incredible pain at the end there.
That was fun, huh? Maybe I'll let you play around with this thing sometime.
I do like that thing.
It's
like some capacity.
It's like essentially a, what do you call that. It? A STEM machine or something like that?
Stem cell research?
Not stem cell research. All right. Anywho, I'm gonna take this the fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Oh,
yeah. You might want to
the table there, bud.
I didn't turn it down.
You might want to turn it down or turn it off.
See, there's that mode 15 I was talking about.
Don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, no.
Those
mind.
Are just the safety settings.
Well, while you guys are winding down here, let's talk Westworld Season 3, because I have no interest in watching that.
Hold on,
you know what?
Hold on,
really?
Hold on. Joe, how do I get that down from 15?
Your intensity buttons. Down.
That just doesn't seem right.
Well.
Are you caught up on Westworld?
On Season 2, yeah.
What
hurts worse, pulling it off or the actual thing itself?
I think the thing itself.
You're such a fucking liar.
So wait, there's a little prize that. So I don't know if this was maybe ethical.
Well, I got one right, so I fucking win.
So we'll give you. We'll give you.
Fuck you.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you a consolation prize.
Mike's thoughts mean nothing to me.
What's your Jared?
Yeah, just send me back that $74 I sent you.
What I'm gonna do is give you a little, we'll call this a, what do you call that? Not sick leave, not paternity.
FMLA?
Pay, right? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay you $70.
What?
Weary Travelers.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Is this part
pension.
Of your text?
No. So, no, this is kind of the little prank that I did. Mike, you might remember this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what we did, we got Jared and the pretty lady a little gift.
We did.
I actually, that book's shortly. Never been opened.
You never opened the book?
The cookies were indulged and the flowers were much appreciated.
Well, shit. So we did that, and that was maybe a month ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Long time ago. But what I did after the fact is, after you got the gift, is I went around and texted everybody from the Joel Ballmer Fantasy Football League, and I got them all to give me money for a gift that I already got you.
That's fucking awesome.
So, you have the money now.
Yeah.
That's not my problem anymore. Oh, maybe a quick shout out to the contributing members.
Yeah.
Alex Ballmer, Tony Aperius, Matt Ruffing, AJ Schulten, Jeremy Smith, Kyle Smith, League, Gil League, and Joel Ballmer.
Nice.
We
nice.
Thank well, you.
Yeah, thanks.
Pension relief.
Jeremy Smith's not in the league, but I appreciate
well,
you.
Well, you know, we got $10 out of him. You want to know who the cheapos were that only gave $5?
Semft.
Huh?
Not Semft.
Semft didn't give any.
Gil.
Ruffing and AJ.
I really don't care. I'm going to send them their money.
Hey, even the $5 is much appreciated.
Even
for
the $5? Yeah.
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 Thanks for contributing.
Well, thanks for the gift.
We all did it.
The book was great.
Do you guys want a.
Do I start this?
Just click the sides. Oh, you want that side. Whatever side you're plugged into.
I'm going to fuck this up.
I think.
You're so dumb.
You got to jiggle it.
wobble it.
Do we want to quick something's happening to my feet new segment for the Weary Travelers podcast exclusive.
Hey, Joe, what you got going on over there?
Something is happening to my feet.
So you may remember this segment. We finally got a name for it, but this is the segment we have where Joe's been digging up old songs that he's hearing for the first time.
Yeah.
And
so
kind of sharing them with the crowd.
Let me set the scene for you. So I'm in Ron's gas station.
There it is.
Minding my own business.
It's the one right by your house.
Yeah, getting a Yoo-hoo, you know, morning, you know, commute.
Yeah.
And I say to myself,
do you really get a Yoo-Hoo?
Well, not all the time.
Just
but
you and like an 85-year-old man getting one too?
It's just nice drinking out of it. I don't know. I can't shake it up. Did it teach us?
Yeah.
So I'm walking down and I decide to buy some corn nuts. Because I think we got those on the way back from Gatlinburg.
Well, Jared wasn't
there. Or Gettysburg.
But yeah.
I mean, I've got them up on a fucking bridge.
So, here's what I heard. And this is fucking gold. So, tell me who the artist is. Maybe what the song is.
Okay.
We'll see. Tell me where you are, actually, too. Because I wasn't at Ron's convenience store anymore. You hear that? How's that for a guitar riff?
I've never heard that.
Yeah? Nothing?
Hold on.
It really sounds like it could be the Beatles.
That's what I was going to say.
The Beatles? No.
This thing is just fucking...
Might be a tough one. Ready for it?
No. Give me a hint. Is it a group? It's gotta be a group.
It's a one-man band.
No, it isn't.
And he died.
David Bowie?
Yes. Well, not a one-man band, but, you know.
What was the song?
Oh, The Man Who Sold the World.
You ever put this on your
Mr.
hand?
Mr. David Bowie. I haven't. I've only put it on my feet. I got planter's fish.
Ah, man.
You won't believe it, Jared, but I have medical doctor documents. Woo!
Whoa. Mike, feel this. Just on your hand. On your hand.
No, maybe you were just screaming out in pain.
No, just on your hand.
Just hold it, or
no. I'm gonna put it on your wrist then.
Get a little.
Right there.
Hold on. Does nothing to you.
You feeling that?
No.
Okay. Hold on a second.
No, it's gotta be on both of our. Huh? No, the way these work, so take that off.
It's gotta be your bolt.
It's gotta connect a circuit.
Okay, well I'll put this on the other side.
Well, I don't want this at all. You were just screaming about how bad this hurt. Oh. Oh yeah.
It is.
It's. I don't know how to turn this.
You remember? You remember doing tetany?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
That's going funny.
Tetany. Yeah. I screamed like a little girl when.
Did he get you with the?
Yeah. The full
like
on.
Like he'd actually do the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. I
just.
I
I like
that. That's a little zap.
This thing is cool.
Jared complained about this for 15 minutes and then put it on for an extra 10 after we were done with the game.
That little piece of plastic. Okay. Yeah, stick it back on the plastic.
Yeah, that's your mom said.
Fucking adult. Just like this.
As a matter of fact, the same thing your mom told me. That's weird.
But we do have some business to discuss, right?
What's that?
What do we got coming up in April? Big month in April.
Oh, we do have a big month.
It probably got canceled. So.
Yeah, might get pushed back due to, you know, all this stuff going on.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're not allowed outside, dude.
Oh, you're talking about the fitness challenge?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The fitness challenge.
Yeah.
Fitness challenge.
What do you mean we're not allowed outside?
I'm fucking with you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course, what's gonna happen?
I was running. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was running, and a cop gave me the right of way, and I had my music in, and I thought he was stopping to talk to me.
Yeah.
And he rolled down his window, and
you
I was
just
like,
lay on the ground.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, nothing.
Was it a Cincinnati police?
No, I was a Covington dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hates you.
Got on his knees, put his hands behind his head, and relaxed his fingers.
You got nothing against us. Do we want to set up some
very
rules?
Very excited about it.
Yes.
Well, let's talk.
We
what kind of rules do you have?
So
we're going. Are we going through the Nike Run app again?
Hold on a second.
What?
Go ahead.
Proceed.
I think we do it the same way we did last year, right?
Okay.
Yeah, my favorite part about last time was that Jared lost.
Alright, so here's the deal.
To a man running circles in his
Here's the deal.
That's the punchline.
You gotta want it.
That will no longer count.
How does that not count? I was running my ass off.
No, you weren't.
Just a quick recap. It was coming out to the last...
That's not a real exercise.
The last day of the month for our fitness challenge.
No.
Came down to the last couple minutes.
It was the last goddamn minute of the fucking month.
And Mike decides to run around in circles outside of
Mike
his house.
Mike gets home from God knows where and runs laps in his fucking driveway. Yeah.
To be fair, it was my driveway and my neighbor's driveway. So it was two driveways. That's enough.
That's distance. Distance plus time.
I'm pulling it up to see the timing on it.
See if you can beat your record.
Workout maps have to be approved by all committee.
That's overruled. Objection.
By all members.
Is there any way to get other people involved in it if they want to?
I think we can open it up to whoever who wants to join. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then we can keep track. We need to get a whiteboard in here, and then we can keep track on the whiteboard.
I mean, why is it going to be white?
That could give me...
You want to get a blackboard and some chalk in here?
Oh, not a bad idea.
Yes, it is. I don't want chalk laying around.
Why is you that have a bad idea?
Give Jake the job of hitting the erasers after class.
Jake, can you take come these clean the chalkboard, please?
Oh, Thursday night run. Oh, man, that's so good.
Oh, you
9 minutes, 50 seconds.
I had a boner the whole time I did it.
Do you have any new strategy for this year, Jared?
Yeah, I'm going to blow Mike out of the water.
Jared and I...
Mine is out of the water.
Jared and I agreed on a strategy. We are going to come over early one morning
get a
and
scooter.
Break your legs.
Actually, we're going to rent bikes or just buy them.
And just turn on the...
and we're going to fucking...
Yeah, we're going to smoke.
Smoke you.
I'm running. This is... Didn't I...
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken, didn't I double your scores?
You added our scores together and doubled it.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Because...
Go Joe!
Because your bird scooter...
Neato, gang. Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Goddamn Make-A-Wish tattoo.
maybe we'll get you a tattoo, too, you know?
So what's the parameters of this contest? Is it just...
Just based simply on distance?
Mileage? What's going on here?
Can we measure
can we get style points?
do you guys want to finish with a 100-yard dash?
Yes.
No.
Some
a
do.
Timed 100-yard dash?
No.
Timed? I mean, I'll just beat you guys.
I can't.
Next
run
question.
I can't run a football field. Are you kidding me?
What about we should?
Yes, I do want to.
Do a 100-yard dash?
Yeah. Let's at high school.
You think you got what it takes?
I'll smoke you. I'll beat you by at least 20 yards.
I'm not the quickest off the snap.
You got me for 10 yards. I can do a 10-yard dash.
All right, so mileage it is. I didn't know if we were doing like percent of body weight or anything.
Oh, that kind of fell flat. And if we open this up to other
people.
Well,
we never really made any rules for the first one.
It's true. Yeah. We also started when I was on vacation. So.
Yes.
Objection.
Oh, yeah, what a crime.
Yeah, it was.
So share your thoughts with us, folks.
Yeah, no, I think that in order to open it up to other people, we should just keep it at mileage, because then anybody else can join.
Okay.
But what it really comes down to is which one of us wins.
All right, so...
Should we get a trophy?
So...
We could, yeah.
A nice amongst us three steak dinner to the winner?
Amongst, ooh. I like that. Dave
and Buster's for a steak dinner.
The losers pay.
Losers pay for the winner's steak dinner at
wherever.
Jeff Ruby. We'll just do losers split the whole table.
Losers split the table at Jeff Ruby's.
No,
and,
I was 100% in on that.
Ruth Chris.
I don't have that kind of money.
I do.
We're going to lose. Why are you like, might as well set up as a Texas Roadhouse. I mean, Joe's going to win this
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse? I'll get a Bloomin' Onion. Yeah.
Or
I don't
Walt's.
Know why we got off of the Dave and Buster so quick.
Dave, play a little pool.
Walt's Hitching Post.
We'll agree on the steakhouse later.
Yeah.
But no, I'm totally in. So
steak dinner to the loser. I mean, to the winner.
Yeah.
To the loser.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to dine like kings.
I guess we're...
Are we going to...
I guess you're playing this out.
Should I play this out?
I guess we're finished. Yeah, sure.
We got other stuff to record, right?
No, but...
Wow.
We didn't...
Did we agree on that?
Yeah, we're done.
I guess we're done.
Thanks, folks.
Jackson has had enough. All right, guys. Well... Thanks for joining us. We're keeping it quick. We're trying a new format. And this is true. We talked about this ahead of time. We're trying a new format. We're
35 minutes.
Cutting it down a little bit, trying to get more digestible episodes so people aren't sticking around for a whole hour. So thanks for joining us. We will see you next week when we're coming back at you for another episode. Thanks for joining. Hey. Hey, Joe, what time can they find us?
I think Tuesday at 7. Jared, J Money.
Yo, whoa.
Where are we going to be?
We'll be right here at the Yucatan Podcast Stand.